CliffCentral.com. Good morning to you, and especially to you. Good morning. I'm alive this morning from my house, and Pinky is in her house, and C is in his house, and Bulelo's just been outside for a run. Did you go for a run this morning, or is it still too cold?
Exercise.
Oh, you do it? That's right.
Sorry. Run in the afternoon.
That's right.
Do know, Mfundo's probably going to write a book about this after.
About the strange world of Bulelo.
You think Living with Mbulelo, yeah. My chapter of
pain,
confusion, yeah. Pain.
Why would a person do this to themselves is the first chapter. Yes, good morning, everybody. Sorry I had to cut the show short yesterday and leave you in Damon's hands. There have been several messages from people. Yes, unfortunately. Listen to this. Gareth, your part two yesterday could not have ended earlier. Those three spoke so much shit.
Oh.
Yeah, that's from Rikus, who clearly didn't have as much fun. someone else, though, said that they loved it. Someone says, am I listening to 702 today? That's yesterday, and that's from Doop. And then...
Oh. don't leave us.
Yeah. A few
people
other people
know what they want. Oh.
Someone liked it, though. I'm trying to find the message. Fantastic, someone says. Fantastic show. Please bring Damon back again. He and Mulelo really got very deep. I heard that whole discussion because I was driving into the studio. We had to fix something on the TV show last night. And, you know, it went out live last night, so we had to fix it yesterday morning. It was actually the easiest thing in the world. I pulled in there, and they were all organized and... Very professional bunch of people there, right, Sia?
It's becoming a swift and quick and easy process.
Yes, yeah, so Sia is also the producer of the TV show as well as the morning show. So he's got his plate is full. His cup runneth over at the moment.
Sia's busy. Soon and very soon I'll have an assistant for my assistant.
Yes, yes. This is what you always dreamed of, right, Sia?
Yo, guys, bit by bit, my bitchiness rating is going up. Who cares about my Uber rating now?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot to do this morning. Pinky, we've got to do some catching up on your side because you got your first ever invite to a lockdown party. Yes.
I did, and I'm still in shock. I don't know. Am I supposed to be excited or?
Oh, you should be very excited. You've been so unpopular for all the other weeks of lockdown, and
that's actually true. Hey?
Yeah. So, are you gonna go?
They're probably desperate to have someone there.
Maybe they just want some variety. They've had the fun people around for like about 7-8 weeks, and now they're like, let's go to the C grade people.
Let's do some pro bono work and invite people.
That's how you know.
I'm not going to go, Gareth. Hey, I mean, look, there's even an invite and all, an invite.
Like a formal invite?
A formal invite that they send on WhatsApp.
Wow.
And there's no location. There's no, you don't drive there, you Uber there, but they'll Uber you. And I don't know, it just sounds a bit dodge to me.
This sounds like quite a do.
It sounds too good to be true. I would go.
Oof. No, I'm too scared.
No, come on. Aren't you a little socially starved? Aren't you keen to see friends, people you know, people you like?
No, I'm okay. And I actually have a mannequin in the house, and I feel like she's been keeping me company.
A mannequin?
Looking at her right now.
What kind of a mannequin is this?
Oh, no.
It's for my new side business. I'm designing clothes now.
Oh, wow. Look at
okay.
you.
Okay.
You are a hustler.
Zero Wang.
No, good for you. That's amazing.
I'm taking orders, guys, hey?
Forget about the weird, creepy thing that you've got a mannequin lying around. But
I'm talking to it.
Yeah, we'll give you credit that you've started a new business during lockdown. That's impressive.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Gareth, I think let's save the congratulations for when we see the end product.
But you need to place the order first.
So yeah, if you'd done that for Dolce & Gabbana or for Armani or for Versace, you would have been in a long queue of people to congratulate them. Sometimes you must congratulate people on spec and on trust.
Thank you.
And you never know, because when they do end up being terrific, and how do you know Pinky won't be a terrific designer?
Thanks, Gary.
She's not going to go, oh, that's Sia who promised me he'd give me credit one day when I was successful. She's going to go, I remember Gareth who said, you know what, Pinky, congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'll remain her friend and you will not.
It's getting a bit weird. Do you have eyes on it?
No eyes.
Why did you hesitate?
I just had to make sure. I'm looking at her right now.
Does she have a name?
She doesn't have a name.
Okay, because that's also when it starts getting a bit weird.
No, there's no name yet.
Okay. Can we give her a name? Lesofonolo.
Lesofonolo.
Yes.
Okay, we can use that for now.
Thanks.
Pinky's like, yeah, all right. She's not as attached as we are.
I say you should go to the party, though.
Mannequin's a great movie.
Mm-mm.
Mannequin is a movie?
It was a movie.
What's
like
the movie?
In the 90s. It's like a life story.
Oh, really?
A love story, and the mannequin comes to life.
Oh, no, I don't like the sound of that.
I don't like the sound of that, too.
That sounds like a horror movie.
Yes.
No. 1987. Andrew McCarthy. Kim Cattrall.
It's a love story?
And yeah, Kim Cattrall. You don't know the movie Mannequin?
No, dude.
You don't know Mannequin? Wow.
'80s
classic.
You've watched some bizarre stuff in your time.
It's a classic.
If you say so.
Kim Cattrall.
Kim Cattrall's the one with the sex addiction in Sex and the City, right?
Yes.
Because I can never remember who those girls are, which one is which. But I remember her name from that movie, from that TV series, Kim Cattrall. Mm. She was in a couple of 80s movies, though, wasn't she?
I'd imagine. But yeah, Mannequin's the one.
Okay.
What are her biggies? Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of 2000 stuff, bar Sex and the City.
Oh,
Invasion in 97.
Oh, really?
Creature in 98.
Creature.
How the West Was Won in the 70s.
Imagine your movie, the one that made you famous, is called Creature.
Well, Gareth, some people got famous on Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Bone. Or Star Wars.
Star Wars. That was great.
I'd far rather be famous from Creature.
Creature. Creature. All right. Well, I'm upset that Pinky's not going to this party. I can't stop thinking about it.
Oh.
I think she's missing
out. I'm way too skeptic about it. I mean, I only know one person, so everyone else is a complete stranger. And I mean, I don't know where they're coming from. Have they been attending parties? Are they sick? So I'm just not interested.
But you're not going to be on your own.
Yeah, but I'm okay with being at home. And I'm actually now enjoying drinking at home. It wasn't something I used to do, but...
Uh-oh.
This is where it starts.
Why is it bad?
Alone with the mannequin.
Yeah, she's sitting there drinking on her own with the mannequin. This is terrible.
Cindy, we don't need a man. Yeah. It's you and me to the top, babe.
We don't need a man. This is exactly right. Bonello's correct. This is what's going on. Ay, ay, ay. This is terrible. Pinky, it's been great knowing you. We'll read about you in the newspapers.
Once she's lost the blood.
Yeah, woman and her mannequin found drowned in pool. In upmarket suburb.
Pinky, I think if you don't go, just don't keep on their social media, the people who are going. Because the worst thing you can do for yourself is wallow in self-pity of, oh, look at how much fun they're having, or should have gone.
See, you missed the point. There's going to be no social media. That's the key, you see.
Yeah, also, I don't think there's going to be any social media.
Yeah, you don't tell people that you're doing
it. I mean, you don't even drive there. Uh-uh. You Ubered there, so...
Yeah, oh, damn, no, that makes me want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
How about I go in your place?
We can try that.
Sia's completely unafraid of this situation.
I'll come back and report.
But you know, this is a problem. Like before, you might have accepted the invitation right off the bat. You would have been like, oh, this is great, I'll go. Mm. And now because we've been in isolation for so long, it's so hard for people to just kind of do normal stuff.
Exactly. And I mean, the moment you start drinking, you're not, things just start going downhill. Well, for me, so.
Yeah, I mean, I get the safety consideration here. That for me would be primary.
Mm.
If I were a girl on my own, and you say you know one person there, but I'd still be nervous about that if I were, you know, if I were a girl on my own. But for a guy, I think there are loads of guys who just go, oh, yes, I'm in.
Mm.
Definitely. There were these parties that used to happen in Joburg. And the one time I kind of accepted an invite from a friend who worked in the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
And it turned out it was an underground Red Hot Chili Peppers party.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that was wild. But Pinky, it sounds like you're being recruited to go and live with a Saudi prince on his yacht. And we know where that goes.
Oh, yeah. A life of money. Go, Pinky.
Imagine how all those serious parties, you know, these people who used to do like bottle service at the clubs and they'd have a table booked. And imagine how shitty lockdown has been for them because they're so used to like a certain level of entertainment. You know, most of us don't have that level of entertainment. We don't have a life that's that exciting or that interesting. Those people are really shitting themselves at the moment. They're like, oh, this is so boring.
But I think if they are the people with real money, they are still making things happen.
You think so?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, these private parties. Eh?
Are they doing it at home?
Wherever they want. I mean, footballers have been caught, like from the UK, going to France, organizing 100 Instagram models to be at a party in Paris.
See, Pinky, so, that's your problem, is you're not an Instagram model who will just do what is required to be at the party. just hop on a private jet.
I hate that I'm now reconsidering, no.
No, this is why you brought it up. We're helping you.
Yeah, we're helping you make good decisions, or bad ones, as the case may be. It's such a different world, though, when you're rich, right? Because you could hire a private plane, and then you could just have people hop on your private plane, and they could all pitch up at your party.
Mm.
And these people are going to Uber you there?
Yeah.
Now, you see? Again, it's like cost is obviously not an issue here.
Yeah, we had it in South Africa a couple of weeks ago. There's a model who has also very rich friends who made the mistake of posting videos of this private party. And that's how we came to see it on social media. But the scenes of the party were just like any other pre-lockdown time. People were dressed to the nines. There was great food and alcohol flowing. There were tons of people, so they weren't worried about a social distancing manner. Mm. And it was good times for them.
One, two, three, good times. Da, 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 da. Yeah, you see, I miss that stuff, but I wouldn't on purpose or without thinking it through very carefully, I wouldn't take the chance of getting arrested or into serious trouble.
Yeah,
like I don't mind a little house party with like five or six people, and I've been to one or two of those during this time.
Mm.
But
Novak Djokovic went to a party, so he's the number one tennis player in the world.
Yeah,
coronavirus. His wife, coronavirus, and he had it on social media. He's an anti-vaxxer. Oh, it's wild scenes, and now they're all over him. He went on like a bit of a tour with all of his friends, and he was putting it on social media, and now he's got coronavirus.
Coronavirus, said properly.
Not big. No, I don't want to disrespect the glory that is. What's
Cardi
her name?
B.
Cardi B.
What's her name?
So good.
Mbulele, you know Mannequin, but you don't know Cardi B.
Yes.
There's a disconnect in your life.
You are rude.
You know Kim Cattrall, but not Cardi B. Major disconnect.
How dare you, in the words of Greta Thunberg.
No, where is she after she appeared on a CNN panel?
Please, man. That poor girl, she's been stuffed and dressed up and put on the skids, and now they don't need her because there's coronavirus. So she's been parceled back to Sweden. She can't go on the talk circuit because no one wants to hear her on Zoom. Isn't it the truth, though? I might be mean. That's exactly what's happened.
Then I don't think she's reached Sweden yet. I think she's still on a boat rowing there.
Yeah, you think she's... Please, I'll guarantee you all her global warming concerns have been pushed to the back of the queue. She's like, get me home.
No lockdown there.
No.
Oh, great.
All of it's been put on hold. Oh, man. You see, the things that we were worried about a couple of months ago, 4 months ago, are not the things we're worried about now. Now we're suddenly concerned about, ooh, is a house party invite legit? Do we have to be careful of these people? Are we really interested in this story? You know, it's all changed.
On one of my low days a couple of weeks ago, I had the possibility of just losing it a little when I thought, my life 3 months ago is not what my life is right now. Who knows? Yeah. My life in 3 months' time could be worse.
Yes, yeah.
I never want to make plans again. Look at what has happened.
Yeah. I'm sorry to break it to you, but that ain't that the truth. And the problem is that you take all those things for granted while they're not being taken away from you, you know? Sure. You're like, life is just going to carry on like this.
Absolutely.
Here's the weird thing. It was like Sunday, I woke up with the most terrible toothache. And I haven't had, thank God, tooth problems for a while, because you know how debilitating and irritating those things are. But what made it really bad is I've just completely taken my health for granted.
As most do.
Yeah, and when you are healthy or when you feel good and you wake up in the morning and you're not sore, then you think life is just okay. But man, when you wake up after you've got over, because now my tooth's much better, and when you wake up feeling good after you've not felt good, you're suddenly like, oh, I so appreciate my mouth not falling to pieces.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sounds dramatic, but you get the meaning. Well, otherwise you don't spare a second thought for your stupid teeth, do you?
Oh, thank God you're not a pirate back in the day. Remember, they would die from a toothache.
They would, and their teeth would drop out of their heads because of scurvy.
Exactly.
And scurvy was just because they didn't get enough vitamin C.
Exactly. Get your oranges, people.
Oh, what a life. Can you imagine that? That's what you have to put up with? Scurvy?
No.
Yeah.
And eating stale biscuits because you're on... No, just... Oh.
Life is not so shitty, right? I mean, lockdown's shit, but it's not the worst. There are people... Our ancestors have put up with worse. Let's just put it that way and stop.
I can still order food on my phone while under lockdown. Right. I was not meant to be born in any other generation.
Right, Sia, you tell him. This is your time to shine.
This is it.
By the way, I sent Sia a quote from Oprah Winfrey yesterday, which I have to read to you. I can't believe she would have said this, but this is apparently from Oprah.
It's beautiful.
Hear it? Yeah, let me see this quickly. It says, sometimes you have to be a puss to avoid being taken for a puss. Oprah Winfrey.
Beautiful. Snaps. Yeah.
How's that, Pinky? It sounds like it's straight out of...
That sounds great. It sounds exactly like Oprah.
That Oprah, she's got a foul mouth when she wants to, hey?
But she knows how to speak to people. You know, she knows how to get a message straight.
Yeah, she can say the words that matter when they matter.
Yes.
That's what I've always appreciated. Not be taken. That's always something I've loved about Oprah from the beginning.
I'm glad you guys are seeing the light now.
Oh, yes. No, it's very important.
All right. Sometimes you have to be a bus to avoid being taken.
Pinky, I went to the pharmacist this week to get the stuff for this tooth that was sore, right? And while I'm there, I also overheard something I know is bothering you. It's when you go to the pharmacy and the pharmacist, and in fact, Harry Enfield did the most brilliant a sketch comedy scene. With a South African pharmacist in London. because I think it's a kind of a South African thing. And this guy is standing there at the counter, and he goes, "Hello, Mrs. Watson. What can I do to help you with your sore foot today?" And then he shouts at the woman behind the counter, who's, I mean, it's so unfortunate. It's an Indian woman. He goes, "Mina!" And then Mina sticks her head out and goes, "Yes?" And he goes, "Bring me that cream for the oral herpes." And then he looks at the shelves and he goes, oral genital. Is it genital herpes? Oh, yes. Okay. And he grabs a tube. And then he goes back to but he says it loud. And then everyone else in the queue behind Mrs. Watson is like, "Oh, my God." So embarrassing.
Why do they do that?
I don't know.
So I had an experience. I think it was on Monday. I had to go to the pharmacy.
Yeah.
And even just talking about it now, but I guess it's the GCS, so hey.
Yeah, you can get away with it.
What the hell?
People so don't judge you here. In fact, they'll judge you if your story isn't funny.
Okay, that's true. So I had to go pick up a contraceptive ring.
What's that again? That's the one that you put inside, right?
Yes, exactly. Yes. But now I got there and they didn't have stock. So now they had to go check at another pharmacy if they do have stock. And she calls, so the one lady, she calls Daniel now. And Elise calls Daniel. Daniel comes.
You know the
like, yeah, we need to find out if this contraceptive ring is available at the other store. And he's like, "What is the which contraceptive ring?"
Oh, shit. Now they're talking to each
and
other.
And he's
about
using
it.
His outside voice.
Oh, man.
He's like, "Which contraceptive ring?" It's like, "Oh, the Nuva ring. Is it the one that you put in the vagina?" And I'm like, "Oh." And I was so grateful for my mask. It was the first time where I was like, "Thank God I have this mask on."
Oh, man.
Because the people behind me would just remember this. Yes, I had a beanie on and the mask.
Oh, that's hilarious. Because you know how it is in South Africa, Pink. Is we're not reserved people.
No.
Carol, Nkali Void.
Oh, no.
Carol.
Oh, goodness.
What was that?
I wish it was a void.
Is this the one for the big vaginas?
Yes.
you want to crawl into the furniture and die.
And even had like the hand gesture. Is it the one that you put in the...
Oh, no. They used hand gestures. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Jesus. So I was so traumatized. I got to my car as quickly as possible, and I've been in the house since.
Shame.
Oh, so that's the roundabout way. That's why you don't want to leave the house for the party.
Jesus, that's horrible. Oh, that's the worst.
Shame, man. Askies.
Oh, poor Pinky. Yeah. Oh. But a pharmacy can be a horribly embarrassing place anyway, because even if you just buy... You know, you're going in and you're getting like headache tablets and you're maybe getting some toothpaste and then you buy condoms. And then they'll ring up the toothpaste and they'll ring up the headache pills.
Do you want to
test condoms? Yeah. And everybody's looking at you like, "Jesus, you needed one of those boxes, huh? The big box."
Yeah. Look, the year is 2020. I'm 25 years old, but I still cannot buy condoms on their own. I cannot.
No, me neither.
I will want to buy marshmallows as well, even if I did not want them.
You sort of hide the condom box under the marshmallows, you know? You sort of don't want to draw attention to it.
Yes.
You don't want to be accused of shoplifting, so you make sure they see it, but you hide it under other stuff.
And the worst is the teller wants to be funny about it. Like, I don't know if you've had that, where they want to get in a conversation. Ooh, who's the lucky girl? Like, oh, my goodness.
For God's sake.
Oh, my goodness. Does that even happen? Oh,
yes. Yeah. I've had it so many times. It's like, oh, this one. Please, lady.
So embarrassing.
Why am I feeling embarrassed already? And nothing's happening.
No, it's terrible. It's the worst.
And I mean, you should be proud, Sia, because it shows that you're responsible.
Yes, correct.
So you should actually just hold them up and be like, "I'm buying condoms. I'm responsible."
Right. Yeah. Everybody, look at my condoms.
Exactly.
Jeez.
How about no?
No, it's nightmarish. It really is. It's the worst. The things we have to deal with. It's just such a cruel life for us human beings. But it is amazing. It's even. You know, doctors, you'll bump into your doctor in the shops. And I'll be like, oh, hey, Pinky, how's the vaginal wart that I cut out there? Are you feeling much better? Like, really? You had to bring that up now? Jeez.
See, that's how my sisters got a whipping of a lifetime.
What?
My sisters were in high school, two of them, and they decided to get tongue rings.
Oh, yeah.
And they had... The one had a tiny infection on her tongue, and they didn't let our parents know. That was a big thing.
No, of course not.
The one got an infection, and then she had to go to our doctor. They got it sorted, and at the time, we were all sharing, you know, the family GP. All was good and well up until my parents bumped into our GP. And, you know, very innocently, the doctor asked, so, yeah, is her infection sorted now? My parents are like, what infection? So the doctor just told the whole story. Oh, no, she came to me with a tongue ring. Goodness. What are you talking about? My parents, all I remember from that day is my parents just storming into the house.
Poor puss. Both sisters.
Yeah, because they had played it out so well. They get the tongue rings, and then they had different colors. So at home, they would wear these clear rings.
Okay.
So you don't really notice them. But then, you know, when they want to look
cool. But hang on, how could your parents not notice them? Because you can hear if someone speaks with a tongue ring in.
But that...
It changes their speech and everything.
But I think Sia does all the talking, so...
Oh, that's right.
Really
that,
getting
that,
me.
Oh.
In that family, none of the others have ever had a chance to speak.
Exactly.
No, that's true. Shame. How many years has it been that they haven't been able to speak in that house except for Sia? Jesus.
Oh, wow.
25 long-suffering years.
those poor ladies. The Sangweni girls. Oh, you mean those mute women who live down the road? Those women who don't have, the ones who can't talk? No, they can talk. It's just that their brother never gives them a chance.
Okay, guys. I'm just going to put my microphone on mute now.
See, I don't pretend it isn't true.
Fine. I'd say I am one of the reserved voices at home.
Oh, please.
I swear.
Oh, please. Does anyone in this room believe that?
No.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Apparently, security at Sears Complex have joined the bandwagon that his sister and some of his friends are on. They think it's pretentious that his legal title is Master as opposed to Mister. But aren't you older? You now you have to be called Mister Sangweni. Do they call you Master Sangweni?
Mm-mm. I still like it. I feel like master's different to mister.
You
it's
just
more
like it.
Dignified.
You see, you would have been a slave owner. Trust me. You would so have been. You like this idea of master and servant. You really. Mbulelo, come on, join me on this one because I know you agree with me. Like,
no.
Sia has this massive superiority complex, and he would, in the old days, he wouldn't have apologized for having slaves. He would have said, yes, bring me my. He would have addressed them by their surname, and they would have had to call him master.
Absolutely. And feed him oranges in the bath.
Yeah, for sure.
No.
Yes. Yeah.
But I got a delivery yesterday and my security calls me up and they're like, well, we know it's you, but what's going on with Master? I'm like, excuse me. I marched down to their hut and said, damn well right,
you
I
see,
am Master.
You see, I went down to the servant's hut.
Yeah.
See how he talks about their hut. You see how demeaning that is.
Unbelievable.
I had to condescend to go to their hut.
How dare they doubt my mastery.
I hate when the poor address me incorrectly.
But I love the fact that I can still rock it. I'm looking at a slip right now, one of my slips that I what it's from my bank, but literally even my title there, it's still Master Sia Sangweni.
But that's what you say for a kid.
I still want to keep it.
It's not a... You like it, huh?
Yes.
You just like it because it sounds superior.
Now I actually want to go to the pharmacy again so that they can shout it out. Master Sangweni, it is I.
Can we have the asshole cream for Master Sangweni, please? That's what you want?
Never mind. Yeah, never mind. Sure.
That inflamed asshole cream. Can we please have that for Master Sangweni, please? Yes, thank you.
You know what? Can you go to the five things now?
Yes, all right. Let's go to the five things. Jesus, we've been talking a lot of shit. Okay, let's get to it. Oh, my God. People are going to be furious. All right. The five things you need to know this morning. Let's start off with some news. Edward Zuma. Do you want to hear what he's up to? He has accused the state of victimizing his father, Jacob. Meanwhile, we've all been victimized by his father, Jacob. You know, this Edward Zuma is something else, hey? He says the state is wasting taxpayers' money. How incredibly unaware of yourself do you have to be to say the state is wasting taxpayers' money on pursuing the case against Jacob Zuma when trillions have been stolen from the country by state capture operations initiated by or certainly facilitated by your father? Huh?
It's astounding.
Yes, you have to be disconnected from reality.
In a country like South Africa, where you can be comfortable.
It's just unreal.
250 million reported, 250 million rand for your house.
Yes.
In South Africa. Yes. And he has the cheek to say that.
I know. Edward's like, they're wasting taxpayers. Now he cares about taxpayers' money.
Oh, please.
When did he start caring about taxpayers' money? Oh, as soon as his dad's in court. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What a bastard. It's just unbelievable.
You must throw him in that fire pool.
Do you want to hear what he said?
Please.
Okay, well, here's a guy who... They say that people are praying for former President Jacob Zuma when he appeared in court. This is a guy called Nkosensha Shezi, who's one of the organizers of Zuma's past rallies. He says throughout the country, people are supporting the former president. Listen to this guy. Superb, okay? Here he is.
What is your expectations today?
Well, today I expect the court to begin its business by allowing this trial to start. You'd appreciate that this has taken over two decades now, but suddenly NPA is telling us that they are not ready to go ahead with trial. In fact, I think what is catching up with them are the words of the former Director of Public Prosecution, Bulelani Nduga, who once said that they do have a prima facie case, but if they take it to court, it's not winnable in court. And indeed, this is nothing, this is not a criminal matter, this is a political vendetta against President Jacob Zuma. We appreciate that he has stopped his application for the permanent stay of prosecution, but we still...
All right, you get the basic idea. He actually sounds quite together. He's been thinking about this long and hard. All right. There are calls for the courts to deal decisively with a man accused of killing 28-year-old Tsegafatso Pule. Apparently, Muzikayise Malepane appeared in the Roodepoort Magistrates Court earlier on Wednesday for Pule's murder. He's accused of brutally stabbing and hanging her from a tree while she was 8 months pregnant. It is inexplicable that someone can be so cruel. But... Pinky, you know this. We have to let the wheels of justice turn slowly as they may. Because if you charge the guy with more than he is meant to be charged with, I don't know how you could overcharge a guy like this. But, you know, sometimes, for example, people are upset when there's a culpable homicide charge. But you can win on culpable homicide. You can't win on murder in some cases.
That's
right?
True, yeah.
And then they get upset because the charges aren't severe enough, but then they can only win on the lesser charges. And you see this, for example, with the George Floyd situation in America. People are saying it's got to be murder, but it could be culpable homicide because maybe he didn't intend to kill George Floyd. Now, in this Tsegafatso Pule situation, people have just got to be calm. And we can't expect instant justice just because we're extra upset. Because the minute you do that, you actually, you possibly open the door to these guys getting away with it. There are certain things that need to be done, and they need to be done properly. So we've got to be calm and we've got to be patient, because eventually when we do get this guy, he'll be in jail for the rest of his life. And anything less would probably upset all of us. But you have to let those wheels turn slowly, right?
Yeah.
He has not applied for bail. He'll be kept at the Krugersdorp prison until the end of, until the 2nd of next month. And he was not prepared. The judge had to postpone because he didn't bring a lawyer. I felt this was disrespecting the family and prolonging the healing process. And they obviously have to they have to just wait for it to take its turn in the courts. But he has to face the people. One protester said he needs to be shown how serious the matter is. This is the life of a human being, not just one life, but two. Hideous, hideous story. Very upsetting. But unfortunately, we have to treat it like any other murder, even though it's more upsetting than your average, if there is such a thing, murder. And then a trio of people have been sentenced to 80 years collectively for trafficking a teenage girl. The reason this story is important is not just because there's justice for this 14-year-old who was abducted and trafficked, but also because we don't have too many cases of child trafficking where there is a sentence. And in this case, mm-hmm. they have actually sentenced these three people to 80 years behind bars for collectively trafficking a teenage girl. The matter was heard in the Weinberg Regional Court. The 14-year-old's aunt forced her into a taxi from Mount Fletcher in the Eastern Cape to Philippi in Cape Town. The girl's father had died. Once in Philippi, she was met by a guy called Malibongwe Gudwana and his mother. The man was looking for a wife and had arranged for the teenage girl to be trafficked to him. He's now been sentenced to 55 years, 25 for rape, 25 for human trafficking, 3 for kidnapping, and 2 for assault. The mother has been convicted of human trafficking and kidnapping, and the 3-year sentence for kidnapping will run concurrently with 10 years for human trafficking. And the aunt who bundled her into the car and took her to Cape Town has been handed a 12-year prison sentence for human trafficking. Horrible. And these are people that, again, she knew.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so scary. You know, when we think about human trafficking, we always imagine, like in Liam Neeson's movie, Taken, I will find you. I will kill you. You know that one? You think it's these shadowy people you've never met before. It could be people you know. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Russia's having an election.
Of course.
Guess who's going to win?
Putin.
Well, who knows?
Who knows?
It's a democratic process.
Who knows? Mulelo?
And the Kremlin
who knows?
Holds to this position.
That's the best thing I've ever heard. Mulelo goes, who knows? I'll tell you what, everyone on earth knows who's going to win.
I told you, I want to live in Russia again. So as far as I'm concerned, it's a democracy, and I cannot wait to see democracy come to life.
Russians go to the polls on Thursday to cast early votes in a nationwide ballot on constitutional reforms. It could see President Vladimir Putin remain in power until 2036. That's this guy.
My goodness.
This guy. Election officials say they're opening polls ahead of the official July the 1st vote to avoid overcrowding. It could spread coronavirus. Putin introduced these reforms to the 1993 constitution in January of this year. They were hastily adopted by both houses of parliament and regional lawmakers. You better believe they were hasty. You're like, shit, this comes straight from Putin. We better do this. Guys, quickly, quickly, quickly. Pass this thing quickly.
They want to be on the side of right. I don't know what the problem is here.
I heard such a cool story about Stalin when we were busy researching blind history, that when he was at the speech that he was giving somewhere in Moscow, they started clapping for him. And then they carried on and on and on clapping for minutes. And minutes turned into half hours.
Yeah.
And they just kept clapping. Oh my goodness. Because the person who stopped clapping first was nervous that something would happen to them. And then people did stop clapping, and they did find those people, and they did kill them.
Yes.
This is Russia. This is Russia.
And this was common, by the way.
Yes.
So have you been to Russia before?
Sia, your microphone's off. I haven't been to Russia, no.
Okay, so what used to be Stalingrad.
Yes.
Which is Volgograd now.
Yes, Stalingrad. Is basically,
yeah. So, which is basically dedicated to him.
Yes.
There's an unbelievable kind of scene there. So if you ever go to Russia, Volgograd, the place to go
to. Why? What do you want to see? Are there statues of Stalin up and everything?
Well, no, museums now. I mean, more, they're trying to whitewash it. You know?
There's a Stalin museum.
Yeah. There is. Just as the Romanov Empire is kind of being slowly raised in St. Petersburg.
Yes.
They're doing very much the same. But Volgograd, an incredible sort of martyr to him, and very, very interesting how he's viewed specifically there.
You know, they dug him up. He was in the same mausoleum as Lenin. And he was given, you know, a lot of prominence straight after he died. And then I think Brezhnev started to remove all kinds of signs of Stalin from everywhere and kind of erase him from history. This is the danger if you start to go back to the issues that are going on in America at the moment with statues. If you start erasing history, guess what? Once the Bolsheviks have ousted you, the Menshevik, then they just wipe you out of history.
And but so, that's history, isn't it?
And so you think over and over. But you think you're leading the revolution now, and then another revolution comes and displaces you, and and suddenly you're not so revolutionary. And then the final story for this morning is that South Korea and the U.S. have marked 70 years since the Korean War. Seoul and the United States reaffirmed their commitment to defending the hard-fought peace on the divided peninsula as the Allies marked their 70th anniversary at the outbreak of the Korean War. Communist North Korea invaded the U.S.-backed South on the 25th of June 1950, triggering a three-year war that killed millions. The fighting ended with an armistice that was never replaced by a peace treaty. Leaving the peninsula divided by the demilitarized zone, and the two Koreas still technically at war.
Wow.
Yep. They've never actually declared a ceasefire. So technically, they are still at war. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Well, it's working out all right. We got Samsung. Great TVs.
Yeah, no. South Korea's terrific, but North Korea, not so much. You must eat your dogs if you're in North Korea to survive.
Let's celebrate the small wins. Samsung.
Yes, it's a good point. Samsung, is that? Yeah, that's also South Korean. Yeah.
Mm, and Kia.
That's correct. And Hyundai?
Yes, I think so as well. You see?
So you see lots of brands.
So, okay, war, see how, you not see that how, bad.
But let's not say war. Let's give capitalism credit where it's due.
Bula. Oh, well, okay. Let's
totally. Because if you look at capitalism versus communism, if you look at a satellite image of Korea, the peninsula at night, there is a line. Light is below the line, and there is no light above the line. That is the only argument for capitalism anyone ever needs to have, is take a satellite picture of the Korean peninsula and see what it's like at night in North Korea. You might see a fire or two if you're close enough, but there are no cities with lights on.
Does it count as xenophobia to, in my mind, look at people in North Korea as in they are real aliens? Well, they live in this on this different planet.
They look at us like that. I mean, they don't have any idea of what the outside world is really like. It's all propaganda. Everything they know about the outside world is what the regime wants them to know. They don't have the internet. That's the only country in the world that's never listened to Cliff Central.
Imagine.
Seriously, every other country, we've been listened to in all other countries in the world. We got a report on this in year one already. And now, I think the only country in the world that we still haven't been listened to in. In fact, no. One of our listeners went in there with a podcast. In other words, they had it on their phone already. And so technically we have been listened to in North Korea. We just haven't been downloaded in North Korea.
Cool. I wanted to deliver this news
to
Sia, that in Papua New Guinea, there are still cannibal tribes that live there. Well, how do you feel about that, Sia? Because if you're shocked about North Korea, that must be something to you.
Cannibalism isn't funny, but I'm just thinking about that story. I think it was a couple of months ago that we covered on the show. Wasn't there some activists who thought they were doing good and went to help some people on an island, but ended up being eaten?
Yes, eaten. Not eaten. Let's just think about that for a second. Eaten. The meat eaten off their bones. Great.
Papua New Guinea, they'll get you.
They're going to get you.
It's so twisted. But imagine trying to explain what the internet and popular culture is to someone in North Korea, and they just wouldn't understand what the fuss is about. Explaining what reality television is, the fact that it's a big deal that so many people watch TV of other people living their lives. They wouldn't understand that.
Well, they would if you said everyone is like Kim. And they go, oh, like Kim. Kim the greatest. We love Kim.
That's more Chinese.
Oh, whatever. I'm being racist. Leave me alone.
Same thing.
Fair enough. Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. Yo!
Sorry?
Jesus. All right. Just quickly before we get to the burning platform, which is next, Gareth, I'd love to know how you stay so up to date with current events and you still find joy in life. Share your secret, please. Well, we talk about the stuff here on the show, so it's a good place to learn about it. And I like reading the news. I like knowing what's going on. I don't like being the dumbest person in the room. I wouldn't say I'm ever the smartest person in the room. But I think we all just have to stay on top of things. You can't be ignorant of the world around you. At the same time, you don't have to have a diet of news.
And also, it's cathartic to circulate that type of stuff in a space where you don't feel you're going to be hammered personally.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I think having smart friends is important. You know, that you talk about these things. This is the stuff that I would like, if I have people around, or if I meet people, or if I'm talking to people on Zoom or whatever. You know, oh, did you see what's happening with the 70th anniversary of the Korean War? People are like, wow, okay, that's interesting. Or maybe they think I'm a boring douchebag. Who knows?
Oh, existential crisis right there.
Oh, okay, then, the worst is, Pinky, if you're getting condoms after a heavy night out at a petrol station, and the chick you picked up from the club is standing next to you, stuffing her face with sweets and food. That's from Davo.
Bacon kidney pie.
Yeah, she's got crumbs in her hair.
Yeah. Oh, here's something nice from Tembam Simango, who says, good morning, guys. I really enjoyed the show on ENCA last night. Please get Unati Kwaza and Mighty Jamie on the burning platform to continue their argument. Yeah, Unati Kwaza was on fire last night. So was Jamie. They were both fantastic. Really good. So if you missed the show, it will be available on YouTube today, and we'll put those links out on social media a bit later on.
If not YouTube, it definitely will be on the ENCA website. Just search So What Now. There's a show page on there. But yeah, we'll keep you up to date. That's where.
So yeah, you're going to be so jealous of Carol Jean because her maiden name was Masters. So she used to be called Mrs. Masters or Ms. Masters.
You see, I wouldn't have changed it.
Yeah, you would have kept that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the burning platform is next if you are up for some discussion, and we're going to have a full go this morning with none other than Ivo Fechter. He's going to join us. Also, did we get to Joe? We didn't get to Joe.
We'll get to Joe tomorrow.
Oh, right. Was there a problem?
No, we just ran out of time. So I feel like rather let's talk to him tomorrow.
Oh, shit. It's my fault. We were talking about Pinky at the pharmacy.
Maybe he's mourning that Kim Jong-un may be dead.
Yes. No, well,
Joe's taking that heart.
Exactly.
Joe has sent us a message saying I'm worried about Pinky.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes.
Well, we've got to talk about Joe because he sent me a message on Instagram, and he's really furious, and I don't blame him. We'll talk about it tomorrow, but there's some drama going on that you need to know about in the comedian community.
Okay.
Ivo Fechter is going to join us on the Burning Platform, as I just said, with Canthan Pillay, and all of that's coming up in just a short while. That's brought to you by Nando's. It's something to look forward to every week. This week will be no different. There's lots to talk about. CliffCentral.com. It is 7 o'clock.
CliffCentral.com.